Coming to you from Cary, North Carolina, and Jackson, Michigan, it's the Get Options Podcast with your hosts, Adam Silver and Kyle Maurer. This is the show where your WordPress questions are given some serious and not so serious options. And here they are.
Hello, and welcome to episode 33 of the Function Get Option Podcast, the irreverent fun advice show your life with WordPress, etc. I'm Adam Silver with my buddy, my cohort, my compatriot, Mr. Kyle Maurer. Say hi, Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. I was almost caught off guard there. That teaser went by so fast. I was closing in another window. Just too much going on. You know, too much. So
I always feel like that. That no matter how much time we've spent getting ready for this, I always feel like I'm not ready.
Yeah, I was not prepared. And actually, now I'm looking for the other document that I need to so we can do something else here. Hold on one second. Here it is. And now I'm ready. Okay, I'm done.
I start every one of these episodes with the feeling like this is going to be the worst episode we've ever done. And it kind of relaxes me.
Yeah.
And a little bit.
I'm usually a little bit more like prepared as far as having my open docs and what I need to, for the notes and stuff. But now I'm ready. I was just I was distracted because, you know, you're so handsome on the Skype video there. With an awesome shirt, which we'll get to in a second. Anyway, so what's new? What's happening in the world of Kyle?
Oh my goodness, so much. This episode is coming out after a 2-week break, but a lot has happened in that time, including the holidays, a big adventure to Nashville for both of us, a whole bunch of personal things. I did want to say that the last episode that maybe the episode before the last one, our Thanksgiving episode, I feel like I forgot some people.
Oh, did you? And,
Oh, gosh. Yes, I was talking. I can't believe I left out Ian Wilson and Josh Eby and Mark Benzekine.
Oh, wow.
From those lists. I just feel so bad.
You're
those
terrible.
You're amazing people, and my list was incomplete. And I was racked with guilt.
You're a terrible human being.
I am. So, anyway, I got a new iPhone yesterday.
Did you?
iPhone 10. Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did. For
what?
Real.
For what?
Goodbye. Yeah, the iPhone curve is gone.
Oh, let me see it. Show it to me.
It's right here. Yeah. What is it? Look at that. It's got the notch in it that everybody's been complaining about.
How did that happen?
No home button. I don't know. It just happened.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, it's ironic because on Tuesday, I returned two iPhone 10s to Apple.
Dang.
Yeah, because I was trying to buy them to flip them in the hopes that there would be a constraint, you know, on the supply chain. Didn't work out. And my buddy kind of got scammed. He's hoping to get money comes through a Square payment. I was like, you know what? Not going to happen. And my other friend, Dustin, also tried to do something similar. But, we're sending them back. So I sent mine back. So, yeah. Good for you. And actually, I'm looking to get an iPhone 8 from my 6, but I'm trying to talk to AT&T about my corporate plan. This is not really all that important.
Yeah.
This is not relevant. But I mean, I guess it's updated information about my life, I guess. So you had a good 2 weeks WordCamp US. You felt bad. You added some people to the gratitude list. Okay, cool. Anything else?
Well, let's talk about how WordCamp US went, man, because we didn't see each other very much when we were there. That's just kind of normal.
Yeah. Unless we're staying in the same house together. This time, you know, you stayed with a friend. I stayed with a friend at a hotel. But yeah, we didn't see each other a whole bunch because, you know, we have overlapping circles. We want to see other people sometimes. It's normal, I think. You know, some people think, oh, you got to stick by each other. I think it was just fine. I saw you
It's easy to, like, succumb to the temptation when you're at these big events to just like hang out with your close friends because that's so easy.
Yeah. Oh, it's ironic. At lunch both days, I truly went to a table that was completely empty, sat down by myself to ideally have new people sit down with me because that's what I do. I go to these things. I do that on purpose. And what happened? Literally, I knew Friday everyone. Saturday, I didn't know one person at the table. Everyone else sat down. I'm like, hey, Adam, I'll sit with you. I'm like, okay, great. I mean, I don't mind. I like everybody. I mean, it's not like I don't like them. I like all of you. I love you guys. You know, people and whatever, you know. It's just a matter of, I didn't meet anyone new at lunch.
You might need to change your strategy.
Maybe
like, just go pick a table of strangers that's already there with one empty seat.
Clearly, that's the way I need to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. By the time I showed up on Saturday, anyways, I was late and there weren't many open tables anyway. So I hadn't seen you. I wanted to sit with you. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. So, yeah.
It was super great, though. I talked to at least a lot of fans of the show.
Yeah. Yeah. And actually, what was it? I was at dinner one night on Friday night, I guess, or Thursday night. I don't remember what night it was. And Josh was saying that he likes, there's a segment he likes when I slow read the bad questions, when I slow jam the bad questions. That made me laugh and smile. That was kind of cool.
People enjoy that. Dustin had some good feedback.
Yeah. With,
and Seth did too. And a lot of people, some even who surprised me, said they totally listen to the show. They dig it. Keep doing what we're doing. That was very encouraging. I came home from WordCamp like, yeah, I'm glad we're doing this, man.
Me too. So cool.
Yeah, it's been about a year since we started actually working on this.
Right. Has it been that long? As far as launching it, you mean?
About this time last year is when we were like, we're going to do it. We picked a name. We started working on the format. And it's about time to kind of like look back.
Wow. So, you know, I mean, I was talking to you about this yesterday in the upcoming episodes, not this month, probably come at the end of this month, the end of December, we will do our predictions and I guess it's a
resolutions
episode. Yes. For next year. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, that's awesome. Anything else going on business wise for you? Work wise?
No.
Just working.
Not really.
Okay.
Yeah, just working.
Your laptop's working again right now, right? We're a little delayed on recording this by about 20 minutes because your laptop was acting up.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on there. I'm not a computer guy.
You know, you might want to start backing things up consistently. External hard drive, carbon copy cloner, online cloud services, Backblaze. Not sponsors, but still services I use and recommend.
What is this you speak of?
Taking care of your data. That's all I'm saying.
Sounds hard.
Yes. Cool.
So we've got a couple iTunes reviews for the show.
Sweet.
That I haven't seen before. They're not particularly brand new, but they are from this year. So I'm going to read a couple of those. 5-star review from Nate Conley 123.
Okay.
I don't know this person.
I actually do. I just realized I do.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Nate, for writing this great review. Nate says, I love Monday mornings and listening to this podcast. Adam and Kyle offer great practical information as well as plenty of humor and sarcasm. This show is great if you are doing any kind of client work, but also entertaining for anyone involved in WordPress. Thanks, Nate, for that awesome 5-star review.
And obviously, an FYI, the show now comes out on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
That just changed recently. It's okay.
Yeah. Jordan M. Roth titled his 5-star review, great for listening while you work. He says, these guys are really goofy, but they have a lot of good insight into WordPress and business issues and questions. This is a great lighthearted listen that keeps me up to date with things going on in the WordPress world. Look out for the occasional song, ... or rap. Thanks, Jordan. Jordan's an awesome guy from the Columbus, Ohio area. And I appreciate the review. Thanks, guys.
Nice. Very nice. Hey, real quick, before we read the last, I want to mention one last little update there, newsworthy stuff. You know, I mentioned to tell you that in my update for me, I'm getting close to a big number for Kitchen Sink podcast.
Oh, Kitchen Sink WP, is that it?
That's the one. Yeah.
I've heard of it.
200 coming up in 2 weeks.
200, man. That's humongo.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Should I?
No.
Can I do it?
No, you can't. That's a big number. Congratulations.
Okay,
Let's move on.
Moving on. All right. Last thing in the news and updates is Sarah Dunn picked a niche. That's all. I just have to say her name. Hi,
that was,
Sarah.
That was pretty cool. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good segment. I would follow her videos and posts and whatnot.
Yeah.
Quality stuff.
So, okay. Moving on to a next segment. People on the Move changes. What do we got?
Whole bunch, man. After talking to so many people at WordCamp US, I found out a lot of people who have kind of silently changed jobs.
Yeah.
So our list is looking at like 6 people so far.
But before we talk about the names, we can mention here the one name we can't mention, one of the names who still is kind of looking, we can't mention. I actually hired recently for some part-time freelance work, some developer work. So it's kind of cool. So congratulations to you. You know who you are.
Nice.
Out there. Yeah.
Nice. Right? Do I know this person?
You do.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Their name is. Okay, I mouthed it on the camera. I don't know if
you can see it. Oh, yeah. Our mystery person.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
That's the same person I've been talking about.
I think so. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. Seth Ayling moved to a new company. MediaVine.
Yeah, that's right. That's big. Seth has been with the same company for as long as I've known him.
But isn't he also contracting back to the old company? So he still is. That's what he mentioned.
I can't remember
you
that.
Did some contract.
Yeah.
Okay. Sean Hooper moved over. I did not know this, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. Sean Hooper. He's an awesome guy from Ottawa.
Right.
He now works for a company called Actionable.
Cool. Where was he before? Do you know?
Something to do with a university or something, higher ed maybe.
Nice.
I thought.
Yeah, I think that sounds vaguely familiar. Yes. Sorry,
right.
Sean.
Hey, I'm sorry, Sean.
I don't know who this next person is. You can go ahead and take that.
Oh, Amit Rathi. Amit is from the Detroit area. Formerly worked at an agency called Amber Detroit. Oh. Now is doing some independent work on his own. Yeah. He's a pretty cool dude.
I like Amber Detroit. Those are good people, those Amber people.
Yeah, they're great people. They're super fun. And Amit is a super cool guy. And I'm always delighted to see him at local events and stuff. He came to WordCamp US this past weekend on his own. And now he's doing independent work. So congrats to Amit.
Awesome. Shada Torabi. Is that how you say her last name? I don't know how to say it.
Tarabi?
Tarabi. That makes more sense.
Yeah.
So I know Shada. I just knew where Shada. I just never know Tarabi.
Yeah. So everybody does know Shada.
She was at WP Engine, and
for a long time.
Long time, 7 years I think. And now she's at Web Dev Studios.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And that's pretty fresh. That happened like over the weekend, I think. That was announced that weekend.
December 1st was the announcement. And actually, you know, we were at lunch together, and she couldn't say yet. She goes, December 1st will be the announcement that Friday. So we were trying to figure out who it is. And she gave a couple clues as far as it wasn't another hosting company, and it wasn't automatic. So it had to be an agency.
No.
So it's just a matter of which one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Taylor.
I talked to Kevin at GiveWP, and they hired a couple people.
Okay.
I can't remember both of their names, but one of them was named Taylor.
Okay. All right.
That's all I've got.
Nice.
Neither of them are people that I know personally.
Yeah. GiveWP, I do know the company well, so they're good people.
Right. They're growing. They're hiring.
Yep.
And the big move,
yep.
I think, the most significant and exciting that is now public news, though I've known about it for a little while.
Obviously.
Is at Sand Hills Development, the company that I work for, we just hired Triple J.
Triple J.
John James Jacoby now works at the Sand Hills.
I'm just amazed how much I do not like that guy. No, actually, it's quite the opposite. I think he's really cool. I mean, you know, I sat next to him during the planetarium video at the after party, him and his wife, and he's awesome. So he's great. Good peeps.
Oh, man. I'm so excited about the team that we are building here at Sand Hills Development. I just couldn't be happier. Like, there's almost nobody that I would be more excited about joining the team than Triple J. He's, like, one of the coolest people. I said almost. Jeez.
Okay. Cause I'm like, for people who can't see a video, I'm like, what about me? And not that I'm applied there or anything, or not that you guys would hire me. I mean, that's the problem. Here, honestly, from my perspective, there's no way that I have the chops to work with the people who work there. In my opinion, just a little imposter syndrome, maybe. I mean, seriously.
You forget that they hired me.
But that set the bar pretty darn high to, you know, I mean, medium. Well, you know, I don't know. You've got skills, man. You've got skills. I mean, I've got skills too, but you've got some. I don't know. I give you props because, you know, you've stepped up. You leveled up on your employment, let me tell you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I couldn't be happier. This is an awesome company, and Triple J is an amazing addition. So this is really turning into the dream team.
Wow.
And I'm so happy about it.
I'm looking forward to that. I mean, like I didn't mention earlier, but I'm juggling a handful of projects, and four projects, three developers, we're all spread out, and it's interesting, you know. And I have a talk title coming out of all this stuff that's been going on in that side of my life, but we'll see. We'll see if I can get to that dream team.
it sounded pretty cool. Like you've been hustling lately and turning out some cool stuff, and you know, irons in the fire and all that.
And actually, can I mention what's going to launch tomorrow from my side?
No, okay. No, that's self promotion. That would be inappropriate.
Oh, right. Wait, it's my show.
You're right. All right, go ahead.
Should I?
Go ahead. Yeah.
So, for those of you who may need somebody or don't know, I guess I can just pitch it this way. So the site is live right now. Soft launch a couple days ago. It's called canyoustartyesterday.com. If you are in the need of a freelancer, a short-term temp type of thing, you go there, you can hire someone. I know a lot of people in our industry, and so I have culled together a Rolodex, if you will, on the back end, It's a subsidiary of Concierge WP. It's vetted, handpicked people, yada, yada, yada. So check it out if you want. You could also, if I do know you, physically have to personally know you, let me know. Reach out to me if I haven't already invited you in to be a provider, and we'll talk, and I can add you to the Rolodex. So that's what I'm excited. I'm about to literally launch that fully tomorrow, the day after we record this, which is, it doesn't really matter the date. But by the time this goes live, it'll be launched officially. Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
So thanks. Yeah, I have been hustling. I am working my butts off to do all the things.
I love that we still get to use the word Rolodex, and it just encompasses like that group of contacts so well. But like, how long is that word gonna still continue to apply?
Well, I have some years on you, and I used to have. Did I actually have an actual? I think I did. I think I didn't have the actual turnstile Rolodex, but I had the. Horizontal long one where you just kind of thumb through, almost like a filing, a little. I'll have to put a picture of it on the show notes. I had one on my desk at one point, so. And I had a telephone.
It's just, what other word would we use to just, to convey, like, your collection of contacts?
Content management system?
That sucks.
I know.
That's stupid.
CMS, I have a CMS of, I know, a Rolodex. It's,
super handy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It is crazy. I feel like I'm actually doing a pretty good job of just managing the expectations of clients and the people doing the work for me, you know, like as I've subbed it out. So it's kind of smart. This go around has been a much better go around so far. And I'm looking forward to 2018. Yeah. So, you know.
I'm glad you're finally doing things right.
And then I'll get acquired by, you know, Sand Hills Development.
That could happen.
I don't think it will. Anyway, moving on. Hey, is that it? Yes, Triple J was the last one there. So, hey, what you wearing? What you drinking? What you reading? If you're reading anything.
Right now, I am wearing a Sand Hills Development t-shirt, the current company I work for. And I'm also wearing a Real Big Marketing hoodie, the former company that I worked at.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Drinking any alcohol at the moment? Anything strong?
It's early in the morning. Not that strong. I just had a cup of coffee. I've also got a big water bottle in a WordCamp North Canton 2015 water bottle. I like this one because it's humongous.
Why I didn't go to that camp, I guess. That's why I don't have that one.
You did not. Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
I'm actually wearing the WordCamp US shirt from this year. And there it is right there, so you can see. You know. Mm-hmm. And I believe I'm having some bad coffee, cold coffee that's been in this cup for about an hour since you were late.
Ew, gross.
Yeah. And also, I do have a hoodie on, but it's the typical hoodie I wear every day. I need a new hoodie pretty soon here.
Oh, yeah. WordCamp Chicago. I wear that one all the time. Yeah. It's a good one, though.
It is.
It's light.
It is light, but it's also, it's getting totally, you know, pilled. Is that what they're called? That little, like, worn in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Hey, Kyle.
Oh, hey, Adam. How you doing?
Guess what time it is?
9:48.
Coming to you from...
wrong one. That's right. Whoops. That's right, Kyle. It's questions time. You sent them in, we read them, we researched them, and now it's time to give you some options. Woohoo! Yeah, let me take a sip of coffee here. Who's asking the first one? Do you remember?
You are asking the first question. Yeah,
nice.
Totally.
Okay, so the first question is, this is sent in by Mike Hale. What is one piece of advice you would give to someone considering leaving a full-time job to start their own marketing/web agency? Asking for a friend. I love that.
Yeah. All right, thanks for the great question, Mike Hale. My answer is one piece of advice.
Yes.
Don't do it.
So wait, before you go on, I would answer the question with the question would be, and that question is, do you like ramen noodles?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Man, Mike, your friend, you got to pass this advice along to the friend you're asking on behalf of.
Us. Experienced. I mean, literally, I'm living that question.
Right. Yeah, and I've moved on to greener pastures.
The grass always looks greener though on the other side of the fence. Whatever.
I made it out. Like I graduated. I put in my time doing the agency thing.
It's not prison.
It's there were similarities.
Yeah.
But it's a better life now.
Do you have any other options? Like any piece of advice that you would give someone really who wants to do it? Let's say they work at a big agency and they just want to do their own agency, or they work for the man and they're tired of working for that man. What's the piece of advice that you would give them?
Join a product company.
Oh. Okay. All right.
But if somehow this is your thing. I mean, there's people out there who have things that I just don't understand, you know. I mean, there are people who like binge watch reality TV shows. There are people who enjoy listening to Sammy Hagar. There are people who like eat sauerkraut and stuff.
What's wrong
there
with Sammy
are people
Hagar?
Into the worst.
Okay.
Like below Kid Rock. Anyway, there are people into weird stuff that I just don't understand. And being I did the agency thing for a long time, and it's behind me, and there is almost nothing that I miss. But if that's your thing, this friend of Mike Hale's, if he or she is into that,
right?
Well, some advice. You know, you want one piece of advice. That's the question. So I'm trying to come up with just the one.
Right.
Because I would have a handful. And maybe we'll sprinkle in some extra just for fun. But the one would probably be to very clearly and very strongly specialize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would leverage whatever expertise you have developed through your current and past employment and those connections that you have built. Take full advantage of those. Look around at your personal network. Look at the projects you have your name attributed to. And build upon the strategic advantages that you have. Don't step into anything where you're totally fresh and brand new. You're a new face. You're trying new things. You don't have a project in this space. Build from the strategic advantages you already have and specialize as much as possible. Some of the specializations that I find particularly awesome and fruitful are the ones where you are working a very specific type of task or even with a very specific product. You know, for example, there's a lot of popular products in our space, a lot of specific popular membership plugins or e-commerce plugins or LMS plugins, learning management systems. And each of those have a huge customer base and a certain percentage of customers frequently asking for custom work and custom implementations like migration project. I'm migrating from WooCommerce to Easy Digital Downloads and I have a big complicated site. This is a huge project. I need white glove treatment. I need special help. Or, you know, I'm setting up a MemberPress or Restrict Content Pro site for my LearnDash or Lifter LMS site. And it's pretty intense. This is beyond what I can do just pointing and clicking my way. Each of these companies typically has a list of consultants and developers that they refer those custom projects to. Get yourself on some of those lists or just one. You can learn some of these products if you're a good developer in a very short time. Spend a day or two, you will have them down. You'll feel comfortable extending them. You will know how to use them. And you'll be ready to start receiving referrals from these companies. And if you've been in WordPress for very long and attended a lot of events, if you're somebody like Mike Hale, you probably know the people at most of these companies. Like, you can talk to them and say, I've been learning your product.
That's like being John Malkovich, being about John Malkovich, John Malkovich, John Malkovich, John Malkovich. Like Mike Hale, Mike Hale, Mike. It's like, just be like Mike, right? That's the campaign.
Right. Just be just like Mike Hale. Right. And just pick some of these and say, I'm going to be like the master at building LearnDash websites or something as an example. And there's a market for that. There are huge numbers of people asking for custom projects. And that can be a steady stream of inquiries headed to your inbox on a daily basis from day one.
Right. So that's a lot of pieces of advice. All awesome. And I agree with all of them. But the one that you didn't, I'm gonna offer two more. I mean, I know he asked for one for the friend. I think, like you said, focus or specialize, I call it niche down, you know. The two that you didn't mention would be, I would say pivot as needed. If you see an opportunity or something has to change, go with it. Totally just pivot and pivot fast. Don't wait too long. I've taken way too long on a couple things to pivot, you know, based on just laziness. I just didn't see it as fast as I should have. So pivot as needed. If you need to change direction, just do it. Go for it. And also, what? Why is that funny?
Like, I don't know. Okay. Like, be a flip-flopper?
No,
you mean?
No, but
don't be headstrong and committed.
No, but commit to being independent. But the key here is if you're jumping into an area of specialty that's saturated, it may not be the best choice. That's what I'm saying. You know. And then the other piece of advice is set hours and expectations for yourself and client communications. Just because you're on your own, if you're gonna, you know, whoever it is, you can't work all the time. You'll burn out and you'll drive your spouse, partner, family crazy by just working 20 hours a day. Trust me on that. So, and then let me ask you a quick question, Kyle. What's your definition of an agency versus just being a freelancer? You know.
Oh, that's cool. Somebody should write that question into the show because it would spark some good discussion between us.
Right. So maybe we will. So someone send that question in and we'll answer it later on a different show. So it might be Mike Hale asking it again for me on my behalf.
Yeah.
All right.
Put a pin in that.
Yeah. I just think there you go. Because that's another half hour show right there. It's another 20-minute question. So.
Yeah, it certainly could be. And I've had people ask before, like, which should I choose? Should I operate under my own name or under an agency name or what? Should I pursue an agency brand or try harder to continue as just a freelancer? Right. A lot of people were struggling with those questions.
Yep. So, all right, cool. Good question. Thanks for the friend of Mike Hale's.
Yeah, absolutely.
Question two.
That's fun. Question number two. I've got one for you, Adam. Oh. Last episode we recorded, you shot a question at me.
Right.
And you know what? I'm going to return the favor. I'm going to throw a question your way. Yes. We've got a lot of questions from listeners in the queue, but I just want to throw one at you. And my question is about podcasting. And listeners of this show, while they haven't said it, I just have a feeling that they appreciate listening to you more because your audio just sounds so good. And mine sounds like junk.
Well,
and your other show, you know, I've heard from people who've listened to it that it sounds really good. And anything I turn out, it just sounds like junk. But, you know, the extent of my effort has been receiving this Blue Yeti mic in the mail and inserting the USB cord into the USB port, and I'm done.
So how is it that my audio has a little more depth than your audio, as you're asking?
Yeah, what are your tricks for, like, making this show not suck?
Okay, well, for one, I have an awesome co-host. That's just a general... generalization of why the show itself doesn't suck. If it's just me,
introduce me sometime. I'd like to meet this person.
Nice. And hey, can you go ahead and turn off that alerts for your Slack? That audio is driving me crazy. See what I mean? That's how I do it. I tell people.
Oh yeah, pro tip. Turn on do not disturb mode.
Right, that'd be great. Okay.
Oh jeez, I'm stupid.
Yeah. Well, so making the show audio not sound like crap. Well, my audio setup is slightly different from yours because I control all the post-production and pre-production. So I record into a decent mic. I mean, it's not fancy or anything. Goes into a mixer. Mixer goes into the Eterol. You're coming in via Skype into the mixer. Mixer the Eterol. So there's that potential, tinniness because you're coming over Skype compressed. And you're on Wi-Fi. I'm hardwired. So if you have a lag or something happens in the background of you, there's always potential that you may skip out for a second, or we used to call that drop frames in video. So drop audio sequence in audio. You and I have talked about it, and we may try it. And we may try to do what's called a double ender, where you record your audio, I record my audio, and then I sync it up in post. We should try that as a test to see how that looks, how that works. That would actually potentially give you a better audio or equivalent level on my end when we put it together, because our audio sounded pretty good when we were together. Yeah, where was it? Oh, Pressnomics.
Right.
We recorded into my recorder as well by itself. And then we also recorded into your computer with your Blue Yeti. And that's the audio I actually wound up using because it was just a better, had a little bit more depth that I could work with. Once I record, I don't do a ton of post-production. I don't cut anything out really, except, you know, if you make an odd noise at the very end. But other than that, I don't do anything. I do have a couple of settings in Adobe Audition where it kind of gives us some depth, levels our voices, and that's about it. Yeah. So the key is really the fact that you're recording somewhere else, comes through Skype over the internet, and it just doesn't match as far as the depth of audio, microphone wise. So we'll see what we can do if we do that double ender. So.
Sure. Yeah. You really know your stuff. Like, this is all like Greek to me.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, and I know enough to be dangerous. I mean, people know more, people know less. Case in point, you should look in the mirror. You know, no, I mean, it's the key is, I mean, like, you don't hear it right now, but I hear a little bit of feedback, a little buzz sometimes. Like right now, if I was really quiet, you might hear it, but since we're speaking, it kind of goes away. It gets muted out. And that's going to be solved, I think, in the next couple of days because I'm bringing in another device. And that's just some feedback from how I have the iPad mini that's plugged in so you can hear the audio samples and the clips and stuff, right? It's just a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, there really is. Yeah, I'm super impressed, like, how you can manage this stuff. And you figured it out and brought that quality to this here program.
Well, thank you very much. I'm flattered. Yeah. And if you wanted to hear more about or see more about podcasting, I've done a couple of talks at WordCamp. So there's one in Phoenix. That was one of my better ones there. So it's on WordCamp.tv.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check that out.
Yeah.
Learn all the tech.
Okay.
Thanks for asking that question, my friend.
No. Thanks you for asking that question.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So should we play? The next one is a audio question that we actually had from WordCamp US. I'm going to play it now through the Mac, through the iPad mini. Through the system I have here, and we should be able to, you'll hear it, audience will hear it, I'll hear it, and here it is.
I am Jeff Mattson, and my question to you is, how much do you love Gravity Forms?
Wow. That's a great question, Jeff Mattson.
It is, Jeff. He put a lot of thought into that question.
He did. Does Jeff Mattson have a connection to Gravity Forms?
You know, I mean, people have said that he works there. maybe that's a connection.
Maybe. Okay. So we both know Jeff. Nice guy. Great guy. So do you want to answer that one first? I mean, my first answer was this. When my kids were little, I love Gravity Forms so much. my arms are wide out. This much.
Yeah. I love Gravity Forms a butt ton, honestly.
Yeah. So I have an answer here. So I remember seeing Gravity Forms demoed back like at WordCamp OC. Maybe 2013, 2014. It's been a long time. Prior to that, I was using Contact Form 7. And the minute I saw Gravity Forms, I bought it. The pro version. I Googled real quick, you know, discount code, because it was kind of expensive for my budget at the time. And I think I got 50% off from the get-go. So my bill comes up every June, because that's when WordCamp Orange County is every year. And I have never looked back. And full disclosure, you know, I might be an affiliate. I don't know if I am or not. But it was one of the first to markets that could do what it did. The drag and drop aspects, the logic, the add-ons, all that kind of stuff. You know, there are now plenty of other companies that do great job. You know, and I know Ninja Forms and Formidable Forms and
Caldera.
You know, and I know the people behind them and they're friends. But I'm kind of tied in at the moment to Gravity Forms because I've just had it for so long. I had the license, you know, and it just works for what I do for most of my clients. So, you know, and I think all the other ones, I know Caldera and Ninja are free, but they charge on the add-on model, right?
Mm.
So, you know, and I know, you know, they're doing great. So, I mean, not to say that they're not good. I'm sure they're great. And actually, one of these days, I may very well do some reviews. It's in my queue for someday to do a review comparison. I just haven't had a need to switch.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It would be surprising if you did because it's such a complete package.
Yeah,
it's got everything you need, yeah. And you're totally right. Gravity Forms was early to market with this awesome thing, and it got a lot of us who've been around for a while. And since we've just been using it and it's worked, you know, we're right there today. If you're looking at forms, form plugins, you're not crazy to use something different,
right?
Because a few others are like really solid. Like, there's no doubt that I have a lot of respect for some of those other products.
Absolutely.
But Gravity Forms is so good that, like, you're almost expected to use it. I don't know that anybody would have the audacity to say, like, why are you not using Gravity Forms?
Right.
But still, like, no one's surprised if you are using Gravity Forms. It's really the leader. It's just super solid. And I love some of those other products. We did a meetup recently here in Jackson where we demoed 5 or 6 different form plugins. We all talked afterwards, just like, which ones did you like? Which did you not? What were some of your favorites? Gravity Forms was really, really well received. A lot of people liked Caldera. A lot of people liked the new version of Ninja Forms.
Right.
Some of the others, like Contact Form 7, nobody liked.
Right. Which has gotten better over the years, but still, and it's free.
Yeah. So it hasn't advanced as rapidly as some of the others. It's kind of been left behind.
Right. But I mean, I'm just looking real quick at the Gravity Forms webpage, and they're not a sponsor, and this is not supposed to be an editorial or advertorial for them. But, you know, it's interesting. So their basic price is $59, and you can find a coupon code for at least 10% off that, you know. If you need one, hit me up. I'm sure I can help people do that. But, you know, they have just in their basic add-ons for the $60, they have what you kind of need. They have the form, and it'll connect to 9 other things built into it. You know, for example, Active Campaign or AWeb or MailChimp. And those right off the bat, MailChimp, AWeb are the two I recommend for the people who starting out with building their email list. So it's built into it. You know, if you want to go higher, you can do a lot more with the pro add-ons, you know, go into a CRM or go into Dropbox or Freshbooks, sure. But then you're looking at more. And the reason I have the pro version is I want unlimited licenses. I don't want it to be limited to, you know, 1, 5, 1, 10, whatever it is their numbers are. So I just do the pro, you know.
They have the best t-shirts too, I think.
They're pretty good. Yeah, they do have good shirts. I have the Wahoo.
My Gravity Forms shirt is one of my favorites. It's so soft and fits great.
I would really like either a Gravity Forms hat or a hoodie. I'm just putting it out there, Jeff Madsen.
I would like that too.
Okay.
Honestly.
Yeah.
And Rocket Genius is they're a pretty cool company. They're pretty big, but they're kind of like quiet.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of us in the industry are just wondering how's stuff going at Rocket Genius. But I mean, I work for like one of the most transparent companies in the industry. Sandals Development, we share everything. Every year, Pippin discloses all of our financials publicly and just everything about how we're doing. We're very, very open. And not every company is like that. And that's totally, your choice as a leader of a company.
Right.
How transparent you want to be.
Right.
Rocket Genius is a company that a lot of us wonder about. But we don't know much.
Just, they are quieter on that aspect of their business and whatnot. But looking at their blog, Jeff just actually posted a blog today. So about tips for styling beautiful forms. So that they continue to add content to the site. They continue to add value to their product and their service. But they just don't. They're not the tape type of company like the Pippin is or others. That kind of thing. So
at Pressnomics this year. Carl Hancock was going to give a talk.
Yeah.
Oddly titled Just Gravity. And we all were very much looking forward to seeing it, just wondering if Carl would just share things publicly that hadn't been heard before or give us some sense of Gravity Forms' Rocket Genius's scale and lessons that we can take away from a company that's obviously soaring. But the talk was canceled because he was giving it with someone who was late.
Right. Yeah.
So we didn't get to see anything. That was kind of sad.
It is sad. All right. Well, on that note, thanks for the question. And we should wrap things up and get out of here.
Yeah, we should. Dear listener, we love you. And we love your questions. So send them our way. We collected over this past weekend. We collected a pretty good chunk of awesome questions. So look forward to upcoming episodes. We're gonna be playing some more audio questions that we collected from people there. We've got a lot of good stuff on the horizon, and also as Adam mentioned, our predictions and resolutions episode is coming up in just a few weeks. We're going to take a short break for the holidays coming up, so there will be a little bit less in December. But we do want more of your questions, and we're starting to see some good ones come in, so I'm excited about that. Send us questions just about life and challenges and pricing and plugins and themes and where WordPress is going and hiring and struggles with your colleagues and your favorite coffee creamers and what to do when what was your question?
Gutenberg.
Oh, brother. Yeah, we could probably talk about that if you want us to. It's a thing that people talk about. Send us your questions. You can email them to questions@getoptionspodcast.com. You can go to the website, getoptionspodcast.com, use the SpeakPipe feature. We will play your audio recording on a future episode, or you can punch questions like crazy into the contact form, just bombard us. I would just be thrilled to open up my inbox one day and see dozens of questions from you, good or bad or otherwise. We want to answer them and give them our full attention.
They get it. Wrap us up.
All right. So after we've received your questions, we will answer them on future episodes. And you can follow us on social and stuff. That's kind of cool and fun. You can rate us on iTunes.
Right.
That's a cool thing, actually. I don't want to call anybody out, but a lot of people who said they're fans of the show and listened to it, don't see them on the list of people who've left reviews for the show. So, hey, only takes a couple minutes.
Right.
Leave us a little review.
We appreciate it.
We do.
All right. So Kyle's at Mr. Kyle Maurer on Twitter. I'm at Hey Adam Silver. And Kyle, by the way, they can email questions at getoptionspodcast.com. I don't know if you said that or not.
I did.
Okay. I missed it. So, hey, and also Twitter as a whole channel itself. We are over at get_options. And on that note, we are out of here. Talk to you soon, everybody. Yo. Bye.